With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Lady AD Show, welcome to talking about books, anything about books, from reading them, from writing them, to publishing them, from the technical detail of how to get your book into print, to just talking about the process of being an author and anything to do with books that would please a bibliographile.
Listen.
This is Lady, and I wondered, what is the number thing to learn about writing, and how do we learn the craft of writing? Well, every author needs to learn this craft, and unfortunately, there are no shortcuts. It means we have to go back to being a beginner. Now, can you remember the last time you had to learn a skill and how frustrating it was? The number of mistakes you made before you actually began to hone the skill. Writing is exactly the same. Now, the difficulty with wanting to become an author and even being a published author and wanting to go on to your next book is that the examples, the things that motivate you, are the books that are completed. And these are completed books by authors who have a considerable amount of time has been spent on honing their craft. So who do you admire? Is it Roald Dahl, J.K. Rowling, C.S. Lewis, David Williams, Stephen King, Nora Roberts, Charles Dickens, Dan Brown, Arthur C. Clarke, Max Lucado? I could name loads and loads. They are great, and they're great to read them, and it's important to read books as a would-be author or an author who carries on writing. They are fantastic, but you need to remember one important thing. You have not seen their first draft. All these wonderful people do not show you their first draft. In fact, if you read their first draft, you'd wonder how on earth they became successful, because they had to learn just like you have to learn. Another thing you do have to remember is they are not you. You are not them. It's great to be inspired, great to be motivated by other people, other writers, other authors, but you have got something special to say, something that is uniquely yours. And to get to that point, you have to do the work, which is the learning work. You have to learn how you write and accept being the beginner who doesn't know all the shortcuts yet. I was really struck with Abby Rose and I doing the Little Unicorn series and starting the first children's book, a fictional children's book for primary school age. But we had to go back and relearn some of the workings of writing for this new age group. We had to write out all the ideas, look at it, write it out again, simplify it, go back, change the tenses, and check that it was exactly right for what we wanted to say to the age group that we were writing for. The artwork has had its own development, and we had to keep the words and the artwork quite separate in a way. Yes, the words did influence what artwork, what the illustrations needed to be. But at the same time, trying to do them all at once, as you see a completed book, was not right. We had to separate them out. We had to develop the character in a pictorial way. And the little unicorn creation of him, his face, his body, how his mane looked, took time. It wasn't just a case of picking something from Pixabay or a free illustration on the internet or drawing freehand and a unicorn. It was really working how the personality was going to work in that artwork, and it had to be done separately. Now, it's good when two people are working together and you can share ideas, but if you're doing the artwork yourself and the words yourself, there are still two different processes, and it takes time. Disney is great for showing his draft work, the processes before a character appears on screen. And often they'll produce books just showing all the different stages the artist went through until a character appeared. What we know about animation is that hundreds of hours are given to the process just for a 2-minute scene. And it's the same with writing. No matter what book you're doing, you have to do the work. You have to work on your characters, on your plot. If you're doing a how-to book, you have to work on organizing the topics in a logical order. You have to work on illustrations. Stephen King has written a book on writing called On Writing. And he says, if you want to be a writer, you must do two things above all others. Read a lot and write a lot. And it's called practice. You have to keep writing, and keep reading. The reading informs you, keeps you open, gives you ideas, but it's the writing where your craft becomes the most important thing. Copying other authors for picking up tips is fine, but you don't know where they were when they were writing that, so you still have to be quite careful. I mean, they say plagiarism is the highest form of flattery, but that doesn't really work when you are an author, because you need to give your readers something new, and it's a new perspective. So what are the top tips for writing? For writing your first novel, for writing your first book, what are the top tips which still stay with you when you are a published author? Here are my top 5. Be patient. Just do it. Back yourself. Keep open to learning and improving, and be unique. It could just be a very simple way of putting something into a nutshell. But if you think about it, it's really, really important. You can't write without these things being there. Being patient means that you get the words done without having to worry in the first instant about getting all the editing done or the proofreading done, having the grammar right. It's just about letting the flow of writing come until the story, whatever the story is, whatever the genre is, becomes to make sense to you, and you get down the points, the message, what it is that you have to say, what comes from inside and can come out. It's not until that first draft is done that you can begin to look at it for editing. So be patient during that first draft stage. Just do it. Try and ignore all those niggling little thoughts which says, who do you think you are? And when you compare yourself to your favourite author and come short, you are not comparing like for like. They have got a complete, they've had lots of people look at that book. They've had different inputs on the editing, different ways that they've drafted it and done a second and a third and fourth draft. You are on your first. So just do it. Just write and write until it begins to make sense. You can always strip it out later, but do right now. Back yourself. If you have been inspired to write a book, you've got something to say. So say it. Yes, have the influence from your favourite authors, but you are not them. They are not you. So just back yourself for the person you are and your own writing style. Keep open to learning and improving. Well, when you've got an openness when you're writing, you suddenly find that everything is helping you to write more. Whatever your character is, you actually see a TV program that just informs it a little bit more. Or someone makes a comment and you think, I need to put that in my book. And that is just being open to a attraction. You attract what you're thinking about at the moment. And that helps you to really improve the work. And it means that you can really get to the heart of what you know your reader wants to hear about. And the fifth one is be unique. We're all searching for something new. Readers are always wanting something new. Your uniqueness means you have a new perspective on whatever the subject is or how you're developing the character. Do this and your book will be successful. Lady AD, speak with you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.